Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. W-F-A-N.
That's right, you're checking out the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on The Fan. Holding it down until 6 p.m. I hope you're having an amazing Saturday. And a big shout out and thank you to everybody who tuned in to the first hour of the show as we tried to make some sense of the New York Knicks and what they've done so far in free agency, or what they haven't done, or what you want them to do. And all I could tell you to do is just be patient. The Knicks have just piled things on for years. They're finally in a solid spot. They actually have some draft picks. They've been able to utilize them. It's going to be a few years process. The point guard isn't there now, but eventually the point guard will come. Just take it easy. I know when you keep getting pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and disappointed and disappointed, you expect it. We'll get back to the Knicks later on in the show. In about an hour's time, you'll hear my conversation with Daryl Strawberry. That will come in an hour. But right now, I got to switch gears just a little bit for a little while. And we have to talk about not the Giants. We'll get to the Giants too. But the New York Jets, they are the team in action tomorrow in California, in Los Angeles, as they will be taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. And so to have a conversation and understand what we should expect, what we can look forward to the rest of the year with these New York Jets, on the line right now, we have Connor Hughes of The Athletic, covers the Jets. Connor, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I appreciate it. I'm good. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no problem at all.
So what can we legitimately look forward to? Here we have a team that's 0-9. They have an opportunity tomorrow against a team that always finds the most convenient and interesting ways, exciting ways to lose a football game in the Chargers. What should we look out for? What should we expect in this game tomorrow?
What do you want to look forward to? I don't know. That's a short list right now, man. I mean, the team obviously is still led by Adam Gase, who it seems like he's going to be this team's coach the rest of the way, but odds are he will not be the team's coach in 2021. Sam Darnold is still out with that shoulder issue, so he's not going to be on the field. So you're not going to get a chance to see him play. Joe Flacco's out there, so I guess if you're a Delaware fan, then that's something to watch or things like that. But honestly, man, it's kind of slim pickings. It really is. You know, it's tough to find things to hang your hat on with this team because, look, I mean, the Jets haven't been good for a while. They weren't good in 2017, weren't good in 18, weren't good in 19. But at least the last 2 years, the one thing that you could consistently watch every single week in the face of losses was the quarterback. You know, you could say, all right, Sam Darnold's a guy that you believe is this team's franchise quarterback. You want to see him develop. You want to see the strides he makes on a week-by-week basis. And with him out, you're not really getting that. So instead, I guess you can probably focus on the young guys, right? I mean, Denzel Mims keeps getting better. LaMichael Perine should have a extended role the final 7 weeks of this year. You're going to see Mekhi Becton. He's going to be out there. And there's a chance, obviously, that Quinnen Williams plays. So aside from the young guys, I think that's actually probably all you can really hang your hat on right now.
Connor Hughes is with us here from The Athletic. Yeah, that's it. There's not a damn thing. You can't turn on a game and expect the New York Jets to go out and get a victory. It's the development of the young players. Obviously, the main young player who's not out there is Sam Darnold, still dealing with that shoulder injury. We heard from Erica Herskowitz here in the break that he might return for the Dolphins. Now, earlier this week, a former New York Jet quarterback and Mark Sanchez, he says, you know, why the hell even bother to play on this trash team the rest of the year? And we know he might want to improve his trade value. He may want to show that he's healthy enough to end up somewhere else. What are your thoughts on what Mark Sanchez had to say about Darnold and his immediate future with the team?
I'm kind of surprised, honestly, to hear Mark say that, because that's just not how athletes think. You know, if you're a player on an NFL team, if you're a good player on an NFL team, and you're a player with a winning mindset, you want to be on the field. You don't care if you're 0-10, you don't care if you're 0-12, you don't care if you're 0-14, you don't care if you're going out there with the equivalent of a junior varsity roster. You don't care if your coach is on that. You don't care. You want to play. You're an NFL player, you want to play. And if you're healthy enough to play, you want to play. You know, Sam Darnold's the captain of this team. Things obviously haven't worked out. It seems likely if the Jets finish with the number one or number two pick, Sam Darnold's probably not going to be this team's quarterback in 2021 because they'll draft Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. But if you're an NFL player and you're a real NFL player, you want to be on the field. If you are physically able to play, you want to be on the field. And if Sam was a guy that was saying, you know what, let me just heal up my shoulder, I'll take care of it next year. Sam was the guy saying, you know what, you guys are thinking about a quarterback next year, I'm not going to play for you. Well, you know what, honestly, then Sam's probably not a guy that too many other people are going to want. But that's not how this guy thinks. This guy is somebody who wants to be on the field with his teammates. He embraces that C on his chest, and he's somebody that wants to be out there helping his team win. Even if the odds are stacked against him or the cards are stacked against him and the odds don't favor him, he still wants to be on that field. And if there's going to be a game on Sunday and his shoulder is still attached and he's not going to risk further injury and he is healthy enough to play, he's going to be on the field.
All right. Connor Hughes of The Atlantic is here with us. Connor, it's almost an embarrassment. It's a point of envy to look at some of these other NFL games and look at the quarterback play. And tomorrow, the New York Jets are going to have a first-person point of view taking a look at Justin Herbert. He's been amazing. He's playing because Tyrod Taylor caught a needle to the lung, and he's been pretty damn good. He looks like he might be rookie of the year, 2,300 yards passing, 19 touchdowns. He's not turning the football over at a high clip or a high rate. What do you expect? Do you expect them to pretty much let the reins off as they have the whole year and allow him to attack the Jets?
I would hope so. I mean, the Jets secondary is pretty banged up. I mean, they've been a get-right game for quite a lot of teams and quite a lot of quarterbacks, and there's not too much that Justin Herbert has to get right. You know, I mean, the Jets cut Pierre Desir, who was one of their starting corners. Bless Austin, who might have a chance of playing here. You know, he's still dealing with a neck injury now. They put Brian Poole, one of their best guys in the secondary, their nickel corner. He's on the injured reserve and will have shoulder surgery, and he's done for the year. So you're looking at best-case scenario, Bryce Hall, a fifth-round rookie who really is just kind of starting to come back from an injured foot that sidelined him the majority of his final year there at Virginia. He's going to be starting. Bless Austin, who's still a little banged up, he might be playing. You're going to have Javelin Guidry, in at the nickel corner spot, or Arthur Maulet. So this isn't exactly a secondary that's fearing too many people. I mean, this is not the Legion of Boom. This isn't even the Jets secondary in 15 that was led by Revis Cromartie and Buster Skrine. I mean, this is a bad secondary and a bad defense that has had the trouble stopping quite a lot of people. So if you're the Chargers and you're looking for kind of that soup up game and the game to make everyone feel good about themselves, take the reins off. Let Justin Herbert throw the ball. Let him go deep to Mike Williams and Keenan Allen and Hunter Henry. I mean, let him test his secondary, because it's hard to imagine the Jets find a way to slow him down.
This sounds like a game where, man, somebody's going to have to figure out the mercy rule. That's what it sounds like to me. If you think about that game against the New England Patriots on that Monday night, I sat down and I said, the New York Jets are going to figure out a way to let this one loose. And lo and behold, Joe Flacco throws an interception, and we saw what happened, and New England ends up winning by a field goal. Do you believe this game will be close, or do you believe what you just said with Herbert being able to air that ball out from Allen and Williams? Do you think this will be more of a runaway?
No, I think this one's a runaway. I mean, that game last week, I think it was more of an everything kind of going in the Jets' favor. You know, the Patriots aren't a very good team this year. I mean, that offense isn't very good. Their defense isn't very good. I don't know if they necessarily took the Jets lightly, but it's also a divisional game, which obviously the Jets and Patriots tend to, you know, the Jets are going to get amped up to play New England, and New England might kind of play down a little bit. I know the Chargers are 2-7, but this team could easily have 5, 6, 7 wins on their resume easy. I mean, they've blown so many games late in the fourth quarter that to good teams, that this team is much better than what their record indicates when the Jets are very much an 0-9 football team. So, no, I mean, I think this is just a tough one for the Jets defensively. I don't think they match up very well, obviously, against the Chargers. They're going from the East Coast to L.A., which is obviously going to be a difficult and difficult task for them to overcome in and of itself. And then, you know, you look at everything else. I mean, defensively, that's a really good That's a really good L.A. pass rush that's going to give a Jets offensive line that struggled this year some fits. So I don't see how this game stays close. I mean, I know the Chargers do have a tendency to play down to their opponents sometimes, but eventually talent kind of trumps all, and there's a stark difference between the talent that's going to be on the L.A. sideline and the one that's over there on New York.
We're chatting it up with Connor Hughes of The Athletic. Oh, man, after this this game tomorrow, the New York Jets have to play a growing team, a team where their defense has been probably the best in the NFL over the past 5 weeks, and the Miami Dolphins. And then they take on the Raiders, the Seahawks, the Rams, the Browns, the New England. Is there a victory somewhere here on the New York Jets schedule?
Potential. I think the games that I would watch would be potentially this week if you do get that L.A. team that just plays down to their competition. Dan Popper, who covers the Chargers for us at The Athletic, he's one of the guys I was talking to earlier this week, and he said, you know, L.A. has a tendency to do that. I don't think it happens, but, you know, if they are to play low, maybe the Jets can squeeze one out. If not that game, the only two other ones that I would watch that I think the Jets do have at least some sort of a chance of winning, the Raiders. When the Raiders come to the East Coast, they're not a very good team. And they're also a team that has been susceptible to trap games before. I would keep an eye on that one. You know, the Raiders kind of coming to East Coast playing MetLife Stadium. I think that could be a game that maybe the Jets steal. And the Jets did. The Jets beat the Raiders last year, and the two teams aren't that much different. So that's one I would watch. And then the other one would be Week 17 against the Patriots. You know, you saw the Jets play the Patriots close already. If New England is eliminated from the playoffs by the time Week 17 rolls around, I don't necessarily know if Bill Belichick isn't going to look at that game and say, look, why risk injuries to these guys? Let's sit them. Let's rest a bunch of guys. Let's just get ready for the 2021 season. And then the Jets could go in there and steal a game in Foxborough. And of all things that tend to go the Jets' way or don't go the Jets' way, them being a game away from Trevor Lawrence, a guy who many believe is a generational passer and a generational prospect, for them to be a game away from them and then to beat the Patriots in a meaningless game in Week 17 with New England resting most of their starters to get a win and take them out of the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, I think that would be oh so Jets.
Oh, well, that would be, thank you, Connor, that would be oh so Bill Belichick. This is someone who said escaping the New York Jets was one of the highlights of his career. So that does sound like something that Bill Belichick would do. And that game takes place Sunday right after New Year's, January 3rd. I can pretty much mark on my calendar on January 4th. Adam Gase is going to be looking for work somewhere else in the NFL. Are the New York Jets, are they doomed if they don't get Lawrence? Is Fields, you believe, adequate, I don't want to call him a substitute, and then who do you think might sit in the range of potentially being the next coach?
Well, for the coaching-wise, I mean, you're going to look at Matt Campbell, the guy over there at Iowa State. The Jets have consistently been linked to Jim Harbaugh, and I think this might be the year that if they want to make a run at Jim Harbaugh, it's at least more realistic than it's been in the past. You know, obviously Michigan's having their issues. He's only got a year left on his contract, and this might be the time where, you know, Michigan and Harbaugh both kind of look at each other and say, you know what? Let's go our separate ways here. I think that might be something that at least the Jets could potentially explore. Eric Bieniemy is going to be a guy that's obviously on the radar of so many people and somebody who's probably well-deserving of a coaching job at this point. So those are all guys I'd keep an eye on. I think for the Jets, their big thing is that they need a head coach. You know, they don't necessarily need offensive-minded this or defensive-minded that or the hot name this. They need a guy who's going to come in here and really start to build a culture, build an environment, and be a head coach of a football team. You know, they haven't really had that in quite some time, honestly. It's been a while since they had a true head coach here, and I think that's something that that they would watch. And as far as the draft, I don't think it's Lawrence or bust. I mean, I'm watching this Indiana-Ohio State game now, and Fields has made some mistakes, some egregious mistakes with his three interceptions, and I don't think that necessarily I don't know if there's too much of a toss-up between him and Trevor Lawrence. It's clear that Trevor Lawrence is the number one quarterback in this year's draft, and if the Jets finish with the number one pick, or if the Jaguars catch him and the Jaguars are picking number one, they're going to take Trevor Lawrence. But you know, there's a lot to like about Fields. He's a big guy. He's physical. He can make every single throw on the field. He obviously has his legs to work with as well. There's a little bit more question marks there with him than there is with Lawrence. But I think that you're looking at either way. I mean, this is a situation where if the Jets are picking one or two, I think they'll be in good shape either way. You know, whether they're coming out of here with Lawrence or they're coming out of here with Fields.
Okay. Connor Hughes of The Athletic is joining us. You talk about Jim Harbaugh, and I mean, damn it, this guy cannot beat Ohio State. And he's had success in the NFL. Maybe he could come in and beat the Patriots, who don't have Tom Brady. What do you think about the way in which he left the league? He left the league beefing with the management over with the 49ers, and he's going to come in. I'd gather he'd be humbled a little bit, no?
Yeah, well, that's why. I mean, I think that, you know, in the past, if the Jets wanted to go out there and get Harbaugh last year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I mean, you were going to have to give Harbaugh whatever he wanted. You know, he had what he did in San Francisco on his resume. He was still so highly regarded at Michigan, you know, just kind of a year away. We're a year away. So, you know, they were going to have to give him whatever he wanted. Now he has been humbled. You're right. I mean, Michigan's a bad football team right now. He's never beat Ohio State. He's never developed a quarterback. I mean, and a lot of that, as the years go on, he's further and further removed from the success he had in the NFL and the success he had at Stanford. So I think this is kind of the situation where if they wanted him and there's some kind of a relationship between Joe Douglas, the Jets general manager, and Harbaugh from their, you know, with Douglas working in the Baltimore system forever, where they've had Jim's brother, John, over there, who's been an incredibly successful coach. If there's something there where Jim Harbaugh can come here to the Jets with the understanding that he is not going to have personnel control because he's not going to get it. You know, if he wanted to be, you know, head coach, GM, run the draft, free agency, and coach the team, that's not happening, and it's not going to happen with the Jets because they're not going to give they're not going to push Joe Douglas aside after giving him that 6-year contract last year. So, if he's willing to kind of take a step back and he is, in fact, humbled like so many people believe, I think that, yeah, I do believe that it could potentially work. But again, there's a lot to unpack there. Does Harbaugh actually want to leave Michigan? Is he willing to take a job where he's just the head coach and not the GM and all that stuff? You know, there's a lot to unpack.
Oh, there's a whole lot to unpack. It just sounds like the New York Jets, I pretty much knew this already, but their best hope at anything is going to come in January. In between January and August is not a damn thing to look forward to over these next 2 months, huh?
Yeah, exactly, man. It's basically you're watching this team hoping they lose, and if they win, you're upset.
Final question for you, Connor. When you think about the value of Darnold, we started off the conversation saying that, yeah, this guy, he's a football player. He's going to want to go out there and play. Obviously, he probably wants to boost his trade value with an understanding that, hey, I may not be here. When you look at his worth, and it's going to be hard to decide over a couple of weeks what he is, do you think that the New York Jets can get for similar to when Josh Rosen went from the Cards to the Dolphins, you know, that second rounder, that fifth rounder? Or do you think Sam is just kind of looked at as damaged goods?
No, he's not damaged goods, because there are going to be people that look at him and say, well, the Jets never gave him any offensive weapons in terms of receivers, tight ends, running backs. They never gave him a quality head coach because he worked, you know, Jeremy Bates was his offensive coordinator as a rookie, then Adam Gase these last 2 years. They're going to look at the Jets offensive line and basically say the Jets failed, that the Jets never gave this guy a situation, and our situation is better than what the Jets is. We had a high grade on him coming out of USC, so we can do what the Jets could, and we can make Sam Darnold franchise quarterback. I mean, that some team's going to think that. I'd keep an eye on the Steelers. I'd keep an eye on the Colts. And I know the Denver Broncos were absolutely in love with him in the 2017 draft. I mean, the 17-18 draft. I mean, the Broncos were infatuated with him. So if they're willing to give up on Drew Lock, you know, maybe they can go up there and make a trade. But as far as what the Rosen got, which I think was a second and a five, I think that's probably the high end for Darnold. I think that's the best case scenario. And if the Jets do get a second and fifth round pick offer from one of those teams I mentioned, I think that they would take it. But if not a second and five, I think they'd be able to get a 3 and a 5. You know, a 3 or a conditional pick with the second one, you know, tied to if they re-sign Darnold or if Darnold makes a Pro Bowl, yada, yada, that kind of thing. So I don't think they're going to get a first. I don't think that's going to happen. A 2 and a 5, like I said, is probably the high end, but I think they'd definitely be able to get a 3 and a 5.
Okay. Well, Connor, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. We've been chatting up with Connor Hughes of The Athletic. Where can people follow you online and then check out all your articles and things that come to your brain, Connor?
Yeah, man, everything's over at theathletic.com, so you guys can go check out my writing there. And then on Twitter, it's at Connor_J_Hughes.
All right, thank you, Connor. You enjoy the rest of the game, and you enjoy the rest of your weekend as well.
Yeah, thanks, man. You too.
No doubt about it. So, yeah, Connor Hughes of The Athletic coming on and join us. We don't got too much to look forward to here with the New York Jets. The New York Giants get an opportunity to kind of kick their legs up or at least get healthy. I know it seems like more and more guys end up on the COVID list, COVID reserve list, but at least they get a week off. And the New York Jets are going to be out in Los Angeles playing for a team that honestly still belongs in San Diego. But I don't want to get into that too much. Bottom line is the owner, he stinks. He robbed a beautiful city of an NFL franchise to take it to another city that particularly doesn't care just for monetary gain. But what else is new in the world? That's a side note. This team is probably going to light the New York Jets up in the air. It's going to be air raid. And you got to give credit to Justin Herbert with the Chargers. This is a guy, a young man. I know he got a haircut this week, and now he looks like he's 10. He looks like he got a buzz cut, and now he looks like a baby, like he's a 6'5" guy that just fell out the womb. But he's been playing amazing. This guy didn't even know he was going to start a football game until a doctor, you know, gave Tyrod Taylor a pain shot and accidentally, you know, punctured him in the lung. Like, what a way to get your first NFL start, to have Coach Lynn walk up to you and just say, "Hey, you're playing." "What? Yeah, you're going to play." And then all he's done all year is play his ass off. And that's the unfortunate part. If you're a Jets fan, you look at all these quarterbacks across the NFL, guys lighting it up. I don't care if it's Lamar Jackson who's being heavily scrutinized right now. You just look at these quarterbacks, Murray and Jackson and Josh Allen, even in the Jets' own division. The whole conversation of, well, which one is going to be better? These guys are going to battle it out for 10 years. Throw that out the window. Sam Darnold is probably sitting in New Jersey right now looking at his watch trying to figure out when he can get the hell up on out of here. I agree with Connor. I'm not taking it to the extent of what Mark Sanchez said, where Sam Darnold should now all of a sudden just sit down because he's been served garbage and why eat more? Just buy your time until you can leave. No, let Sam Darnold go out there. Let's hope he doesn't get hurt. He has, you know, I don't know if mononucleosis, can we consider that an injury? Probably not. But sometimes he puts himself in harm's way, not just the football. He lays out there to get beat up himself. So I don't agree with Mark Sanchez. Let Sam Darnold play. Let's get him a couple of good games. Yes, for the rest of the season, things may not be all that great. Okay, he'll be back for Miami. Miami's defense is pretty damn good. He faces Las Vegas. Seattle, they had a good showing on Thursday night. I don't know if their defense can continue and keep things up. The Rams, amazing defense. You don't want Aaron Donald smashing him. But let Sam Darnold play. Let this guy get an opportunity. The whole idea of sitting out the rest of the season, it's a farce. This guy is going to be on another team somewhere next year anyway. Just play the games, collect your paycheck, and keep it moving. I want to open up the phone lines to you, 877-337-6666. What do you think about what Mark Sanchez had to say to Sam Darnold? Is Mark Sanchez, is he so snake-bitten by the New York Jets franchise, he's now encouraging the current quarterback to sit out? Bad idea. Don't do it. I'm going to get back to the phone lines when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on The Fan. Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.